This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, December 29th. Well, today we're in the midst of a mean reversion rally. And what that means is that the stocks that were beaten up are now bouncing right back. And this may continue for a couple of weeks. The way the algorithmic traders on Wall Street work is they just basically like to punish the winners and reward the losers. And that's what mean reversion is. And then after it rallies for a couple of weeks, then they'll do the exact opposite. So this is why we have this up-down action. And this is why if and when I do like to sell, I like to sell on the strength. And if you do want to sell some stocks today, might be a good day to do so. But the main comment I have is it's just all noise. And this is what happens in between earnings seasons. Now, when earnings season commences in about 3 weeks, these little games, these mean reversion games, will be over, okay? And there will be every stock for itself. Now, I do want to talk about energy because obviously I have a big energy bet. The main thing is crude oil did moderate a bit. That's because everybody's watching China. As the COVID cases spread around the country, everybody's watching. But we had good news from Apple today that they were able to boost their production from China despite the rising COVID cases. So hopefully this COVID that's running around China is not a very infectious one, and people have lots of immunity after they recover. But it was that concern that caused oil prices to moderate just a tad. The other comment I have is that some of the airlines are going to have COVID tests for the people arriving from China. So we haven't gone back to where we were a couple of years ago, but the radar is up for that. In the meantime, there's some interesting news out there. The coal production in the world and coal usage is at an all-time record this year. That came from the International Energy Agency, and specifically Germany's coal usage went up 49% because they had to replace all the natural gas and stuff they lost from Russia. Furthermore, India and China continue to burn lots of coal. So the moral of the story is that fossil fuel consumption is going to continue to rise, largely due to growing populations around the world. And I know there's places like California that are reducing their carbon footprint, and that's why we have Enphase Energy, and we recommend lithium mining stocks like SQM. But the truth of the matter is the rest of the world is still burning fossil fuels like crazy. So California can reduce its carbon footprint, but the rest of the world's increasing it. So interesting times we're in, but the bottom line, we're going to profit from everything. We're going to profit from the alternative energy that's profitable. We're going to profit from all the fossil fuel usage. Russia, of course, is behaving very badly. They just launched a whole bunch of new missiles into Ukraine to take out their utility grid again. And so this is becoming a very precarious situation to watch this proxy war that's developing between Western nations and Russia. And obviously the U.S. is leading that proxy war. And we want to make sure that doesn't spin out of control, but it's still very tragic and very disturbing. So no matter who's leading Russia, I'm sure the world is going to be continue to try to isolate Russia as much as possible. Now, speaking of isolation, the G7 put this $60 price cap on Russian oil, and Russia says, well, we're not going to sell to you. And by the way, our insurance companies won't insure your oil unless you sell it for $60. Well, guess what's happening? The Western insurance companies are still insuring the Russian oil that goes to China, India, Turkey, and other places. So, you know, sanctions don't really work very good, okay? And there are black markets out there, and there are ways to circumvent sanctions. So looks like Russia's doing that. And so fascinating times we're in here, folks. But the bottom line is we're having a nice mean reversion rally today. Hopefully it'll continue tomorrow. Then we'll start the new year, hopefully on a positive note. Then we'll pause just before earnings come out, and then it'll be every stock for itself. And the main thing, the biggest development in the new year is, will the Biden administration stop draining the Strategic Petroleum Reserve? The new Congress will definitely try to stop them from draining the Strategic Petroleum Reserve because it's down to the lowest level in over four decades. And the Biden administration has sent out bids to refill it. But obviously, those bids are well below market prices. And any energy company signs up to sell oil at that price is obviously hurting itself. So it's going to get interesting. And obviously, weather affects everything. So, but the weather will get better in the spring and demand will go up. And that's why energy prices always go up in the spring. So that's it. Have a great new year, everyone. It's Living Avalier. Just wanted to update you. And, we'll keep doing these podcasts during fast market conditions, but tomorrow, Friday, is going to be very, very light volume. So so we don't, I will not have a podcast tomorrow. So happy New Year, everybody. I'll talk to you next week. Take care.